Triple M's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Oh, yeah, very soon, what do you do in the nude is going to be asked. But, Ollie, I've
give
received
blood.
You didn't give blood in the nude.
I could, though.
Okay. I had one of my Facebook friends message me tonight. We've only exchanged two messages before tonight.
Right, so I'm not a real friend, message, just a Facebook friend.
Her next message said, "Hey, Tommy, any chance you have a leather dog mask and or tail that I can borrow?"
Whoa, what? You're the go-to guy for leather goods.
Apparently. I don't have a leather dog mask, unfortunately.
Who's the sexed up BDSM guy? Oh, I know, Tom Bainbridge from high school.
I'm not into pup play.
Come on.
I'm not into pup play.
Woof,
I can
woof.
Easily say that.
Really? You've tried it. You've dabbled.
You'd chuck a tail in for a bit of a laugh, wouldn't you?
So she wanted to borrow a tail and what?
Or a leather dog mask. It's for a comedy show, apparently.
Oh, yeah. It's for a gag.
It's all for a comedy show, guys.
Oh, can I borrow a 10-foot dildo for a gag, please? It's just for a gag.
It's all for a gag. It's all for a
good
gag.
Good stuff,
guys.
Tom. Keep it going. Get those gags rolling in.
I was just going to.
Nah, don't worry. Can I borrow my mum's butt plug just for a gag?
Oh, this is all getting too real. Hey, up next, we're going to give you a list of dirty names. They're going to be receiving a free Pornhub premium membership.
Your town or city might be on this list,
it's
and if it is,
good.
You
it's
will get free pornography. Straight to your door.
It's pretty amazing.
Through the computer.
It's
the
really
internet.
Fun. Places with dirty names are giving Pornhub Premium. We'll give you this list after this. It's Shut Down, Australian Crawl. Tom and Ollie on Triple M with Naughty After Nine, baby. Shut Down, Australian Crawl. Triple M's Tom and Ollie.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Oh, a bit of tension, Tom, in the studio. People are worried about this one, and including yourself, because we're about to delve into... This is Pornhub, a website. Can I say Pornhub, Tom?
I think so.
Or would you rather me say Adult Film Hub? Just don't know. Current climate, just don't know.
Who would browse to that? I'll go to Adult Film Hub, thanks.
That's what I'm saying. No one. So that's why I'm saying it.
Yeah.
Pornhub is offering free premium pornography. So that means the site that's paid for.
Yeah.
Which, you know, who has cash for that? Not me.
No.
I'm not doing
who's
that.
Who's paying for that?
But
I don't need an hour.
But you
know,
it's never going to be
worth it. I'm fine with the thumbnails.
I'm fine with the 10,000 videos that are for free. I don't need 11,000.
I will place my mouse over the thumbnail. The thumbnail will give me a few still images.
Hang on, aren't you having a no masty month? You shouldn't be looking at anything.
And by the way, there's an update on that.
Oh, you've cheated.
No, I haven't cheated. I'm still amongst it. It's just there's some interesting results, but
well,
wrong place, wrong time.
There is some a giveaway from Pornhub who are giving towns that have sexual names or kinky names.
Risque, you could call them.
Everyone in these towns is getting free access to the premium Pornhub. And some of these, you wouldn't believe some of the town names.
Wiener in Niederstrassen.
Fort Dick in California.
Three-way in Virginia.
Are you going off this long list?
Yeah.
French Lick in Indiana. I might go off the map, though, which I'm not sure. It must be just Europe. Brest is a place, obviously.
Bitch.
B-I-T-S-C-H. La Vagina. La Vagina.
La Vagina.
Petting. Horny Police is the place. As well.
In Česká Lípa District.
So all these places are getting free pornography.
Big Beaver in Pennsylvania.
Big Beaver. Condom.
Tit.
There is one Australian town.
There is an Australian town.
Yes.
In Victoria. It's a small suburb in the Ballarat region.
People are hanging around. No, this is big news for people in this town, Tom. Don't blow your load too early.
Oh.
Because people are hanging out to know if they're getting free porn. Free premium porn from Pornhub. And you are if you're living in Blowhard. Blowhard Victoria.
Nice.
That is not a porn star's name, but it could be.
Oh.
Blowhard Victoria. Now, Tom, the main one causing tension, which you said it shouldn't go to air, but I believe it should, is the Austrian town of Fuking.
Well, that's fine.
The Austrian town of Fuking, which is spelt the way you'd expect it. Mm-hmm. They're getting free porn. Can you imagine living in that town?
I didn't think you were going to say it like that.
Well, then you're a fool.
Apparently, I am.
Yeah, because you were you were close to tears before during the song.
Well, because I didn't want you to say
you're going
to
lose our jobs. Don't say it. Don't say Austria, Fuking. Great town, by the way.
Is it?
Great town.
How would you know? You don't have enough money to go to Europe.
Fuking.
That's the official pronunciation.
Where'd you get that from?
I've never gone. Wikipedia. There's the sign to the town. Just big, big letters. F-U-C-K.
Oh!
I-N-G. Mate. Calm down.
I'm not. I'm fine.
You just shite your pants then.
I'm fine.
So I would love to live in one of those towns, but
it's like working with a child, producer Belle.
You should live in Lower Dicker, because they're getting free porn. Yeah. Or Wiener, or Peniston, or which one would you, of this map, what would you most like to live in?
I'd like to live in the place in Tamil Nadu.
Tamil Nadu, that's India, that's where our wedding was.
It's just called...
Where is that? Which one's Tamil Nadu in India?
Yeah.
What's the town? Oh, go on, say it.
Well, I'll say as Coom Boom.
Coom Boom. Like that guy that we had to call up who had a name.
Okay, 133353. Do you have any dirty names?
Hooker, Oklahoma.
Okay, I've stopped the music.
Climax, so Michigan.
More. Okay, 133353. Dirty names. A town. Oh, no, it was, what's this? A people, a place. Or,
yeah.
What was the other one?
I'm not so sure. People, place, person. Probably the same thing as people.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure about this. I mean, I'm just worrying if
Producer Belle is sweating.
Very general to say dirty names.
Nah, dirty names. Have you got a dirty name?
Sorry,
do you know of a dirty name?
So a person's name or a place or a shop?
Product. That was what
a
it
product.
Was. People, place or product. 133353. Give us a call and give us your dirty name. Tom and Ollie, Triple M, Naughty After 9. Pretty fly for a white guy, The Offspring, Triple M's Tom and Ollie, Tension, Studio, Bad Words, Crazy. Let's play the content
Austrian
warning.
Town of...
Say it.
No, mate.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
You'll cry.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Pornhub's premium places targeting towns with risque names for porn giveaway. News.com.au is reporting.
Ooh, what other words can we say here that will get people a bit risque?
Big Bone in Kentucky. Horny Town in North Carolina.
Horny Town, yeah.
French Lick in Indiana. We're asking for your...
Dildo in Newfoundland.
We're asking for your dirty names. People, places, products. Do you know of any dirty names?
It would be reverse... sexism to not say the town name Slut. Slut from Vaster Norlands Ilan. Hard to say.
Come by chance in Newfoundland.
Oh, wow. That's
P in Margaby.
P. Condom in Ossetani.
Le Tampon in Reunion.
This is the easiest radio ever. You just read out. You can just read out this whole list.
Lisa, you know of a rude name, do you? A dirty name.
I do. Hi, Tom and Ollie.
Hi, Lisa.
Is yours in Australia? Because on this list, Blowhard was the only one that made it to the list.
No, it's in, yeah, Australia. Port Augusta, down near there somewhere.
Oh, yeah, near Port Augusta, yeah, in South Australia, yeah.
Yeah, he's a truck driver and we drove through the town and I had to stop and get a photo of the sign of Cockburn.
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 Yes.
I reckon there's a couple of Cockburns in Australia. I
can relate sometimes. I've been there.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
You don't go back to...
Don't go back.
Go to the clinic with Cockburn.
Cockburn's got a big clinic.
Big clinic.
That is all.
That is all. Well done, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
You should be getting some free porn, but you won't be because Pornhub is in charge.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Tom and Ollie. How are you?
Good, mate. You know of a place in America that's got a dirty name?
Yes. I'm sure everybody's seen the Amish communities on the TV.
Sure.
There's a place in Lancaster County called Intercourse. So it's Intercourse,
yeah.
PA.
Yeah, it's a very clinical town, isn't it?
It is.
Intercourse PA?
Oh. Intercourse
PA. There's actually a really good shopping centre there, believe it or not.
Is
so
there?
When you walk out, it's got the name of the town on the bags and it's Intercourse.
Full of stuff.
Oh, you don't want to go to a different town with those shopping bags, do you?
No.
Some people might think you've been to a dirty, rude shop.
Well, it's quite funny with the Amish because they don't have any electricity or anything, but they have a very interesting town name.
Yeah, God bless them. Aren't they cute?
Do they believe in God?
Amish,
should you be saying God bless you?
I don't know what they believe. They just believe in having no power.
Did they?
Yeah, old school.
Wikipedia.
Very
that.
Old school.
Wikipedia that. Hey, Nathan, you've got a dirty name of a people, place or thing.
I sure do, Tom and Ollie. It is Yorkie's Knob up in Queensland, near Cairns.
Yorkie's Knob?
Yorkie's Knob. And there used to be a shop in Circular Quay in Sydney called Yum Nuts.
Yum Nuts.
Probably deliberate, let's be
delicious.
Honest.
Yeah.
Did they sell nuts?
Yeah, they actually they sold nuts. So... They sold peanuts and cashews and stuff. Yeah.
Yummy nuts.
But yeah, you can take a drive through Yorkie's Knob up in Queensland.
Oh, like...
Drive straight through it there. Wouldn't you? Right up the guts.
What?
Simon, you drive straight through there. Simon.
How you going, fellas?
What's your dirty name or place or person or product?
Well, I was driving from Melbourne to Perth one time and I come across a place in South Australia called Iron Knob.
Iron Knob.
Good. Good stuff. Iron Knob. Some nights here. You're blessed, aren't you, with one of those?
Every night.
Oh, okay, mate.
Didn't
ask you to come on the radio, Simon, and start bragging.
Yeah, mate. Sure, mate. Hangovers, usually. That's what I say.
Bell's worried.
Producer Bell, chill out, mate. Stop giving us the wind-up signal, mate. We're about to go to a 7-minute, 57-second song. We can talk
just
for as much as we
just
want.
Just because you've never seen an Iron Knob before. The town of Iron Knob.
Obviously.
Jeez,
we wouldn't be saying that. Hey, if you've still got any dirty names, people, place, product, 133353. Stress our producer Bell out even more.
Fingerhoe in Essex.
Balls Cross in Petworth.
Rectum in Overjizzle.
Oof. In where? Sorry.
Overjizzle.
Oh, that would have been.
It's probably more Overjizzle, but why not say Overjizzle?
Yeah, why not? Too much fun. Let's rock into this now.
Bitch.
Stairway to Heaven. Sorry?
In Canton of Valais.
Oh, sure. It was a town name. Right. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M, Naughty After Nine. It's all the way from 1971, but still feels new.
No. No, it doesn't. When did that come out? Last week?
And I crashed the vocals. What an idiot.
A lot of the time.
Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Welcome. Good evening. Having a good time.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Your dirty names.
Lots of funny ones on Facebook, Tom, for dirty names. Silly, naughty names.
Well, Pornhub's giving away free porn for those that live in a place with a risque name.
Anus. Orgy. Rectum. These are all towns. Not insults, not places of
have
your body.
Have we said French lick yet?
I said French lick. Did say that one. On Facebook...
Boner's Lake.
Bo has said on Facebook, there's a Humpy Bong State School in Redcliffe.
Humpy Bong.
I go to Humpy Bong to learn. I can't say that one.
Yeah.
It's in Turkey. It's a town.
Okay. Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Hey, mate. Doing good.
What's your dirty name? People, place, product.
I used to live in Butthole Road in Sheffield, England.
Yeah.
Why would there be a street called Butthole Road?
I lived in number 2 Butthole Road.
Oh, did you?
It gets worse. The real estate agent was called Patrick Crapper.
Oh, man.
Were you living in a pantomime? Town.
Probably living in Well, they do a lot of pantos in the...
They do a lot of pantos.
Or you're living in what's the Jim Carrey film? Where it's all about him?
Truman Show.
Where it's all a big gag about on Dan about poo-related stuff.
So I didn't tell too many people about where I lived.
Yeah, Butthole Street. Butthole Road, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Get it right.
Come on,
get
mate.
Get it right.
Pick up
your game.
Hey, Nathan.
G'day, how are you?
Really good, thanks. Yeah, dirty name, people, place, product.
Oh, sorry, I've actually got an old mate that I went to primary school with, and person's name.
Yeah, what is
and that? As long as I stand, I swear to God, his name was Wayne Kerr.
Yeah, amazing.
see you. His mum was lovely, but I don't know. That's pretty mean to be doing that.
Yeah.
I know.
When I first met Tom, I thought his name was Wayne Kerr, but that was everyone just yelling out.
he didn't stand much of a chance. He had a 6-foot redhead, so with a name like that, he just copped it, the poor boy.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
Someone say his name, his face would go red as well. Everything would become red.
Hey, Emma.
Hello. How are you?
Having a good one tonight.
Good, good, good. So my great-great-grandmother was Fanny Hoare.
Oh, she was not one of those.
Kissed your mother with your mouth, that mouth? She probably did.
I think her first name was Elizabeth Fanny Hoare, but she was known as Fanny Hoare.
Fanny Hoare. I guess back in that day, Hoare wouldn't have been a thing, would it?
No.
I don't think Fanny would have.
Right.
Fanny probably would have.
I don't think Fanny was either.
Oh.
Remember the faraway tree, that book?
Yes, there was
Dick and Fanny. Dick and Fanny were in that book.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Dick and Fanny were definitely in the faraway tree. Enid Blyton, you dirty minx.
Yeah.
Maybe there was a second layer to that book that was actually...
Moonface as well was in the tree. I mean,
yeah, there was Moonface. Mate. Yeah, yeah.
Bloody good book.
Dick and Moonface.
Ripped
out.
Into that as a kid.
Yeah, it's so
good. It
was
a great book.
Oh, great. I mean, why was he called Moonface? Was it because of...
Too much time with Dick. Greg on Facebook said that he knew someone who lived on Dick Street in Fanny Bay.
Amazing.
There you go.
Probably done with these, I reckon.
Oh, come on. Pussy. In Uberlitz.
Oh, great. Good. What have you done in the noon up next?
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Tom, we are...
You just said that.
Yeah, I wasn't ready. Tom, we're doing Naughty After Nine. Stuff is naughty, but I want to just do a quick gag that a friend of mine had on Facebook, which I think is great. Don't give me that face.
It's like...
Do you want comedy or not?
Yeah, go for it.
A mate of mine, Izzy, is doing a comedy show. It's actually,
she's actually good.
Yeah, she is. So shut your mouth and listen and laugh.
Yeah, okay.
She said she's doing a comedy show. It's actually for kids, right? And so
Izzy Kids.
She said on Facebook... today, getting catcalled by 3 men in a truck on my way to doing a kids show.
Oh.
I was wearing rainbow socks and sneakers and a rainbow backpack.
Oh, yeah.
It was good practice for child hecklers because I was able to practice the response, "Well, haven't you got a big loud voice?" to gross men who were saying, "You look good."
Where can we get tickets to her show?
Comedyfestival.com.au.
Great. And what's the name of the show?
Fizzy Kids.
That's the way you do it, Ollie.
It's a kids show, though, so strange placement for that. In Naughty After Nine, but
yeah, true.
Hey, more up next. We've got a bonus comedian.
Bonus?
Luke Kidgell.
Bonus.
From Triple M Digital and other stations.
Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Bad Wolves, Zombie, Triple M, Tom and Ollie. Thanks for hanging out.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Tom, make that content warning a comedian warning, mate, because... there could be content as well that needs a warning. But Luke Kidgell's a comedian. Luke, welcome.
Thanks very much for having me, boys.
You're a Triple M. You're a bit of a radio whore because you've been around. I mean, you're doing. I won't say the other station, but you're doing some other station now. But
yes.
Triple M Digital.
I can successfully say that I can plug Triple M Modern Digital because
okay.
it's affiliated. But I am on a rival station as well.
How does that work?
We hate you.
I'm a hoe, and I'm proud of it.
So. Okay, enough of that.
All right, so
just because Ollie did it doesn't mean you can't.
Okay, sorry, you gave a content warning, and I on our show we can't do that, so I got excited.
Yeah, I know. Luke and Lewis, of course, Wednesday, Friday on Triple M Digital.
Yeah.
Just rocking some good stuff on the dig.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot less listenership than you.
Oh, man, don't say that. Come on. Okay. Don't say that.
No one really knows how many. So, I mean, it's radio. It's nice. Like
oh,
that.
Actually, you can live track digital stats, can't
you? Oh, you can.
We know how many.
You don't. It's one of those
many?
One of those numbers you don't want to check, isn't it?
No, actually, don't say. Don't say.
It's not great for the network.
Hey, digital sales, the sales are pumping. It's all positive stuff.
Hey, you're doing
it's the future, guys. Get on it.
Totally. Yeah, great.
It's not the present, it's the future.
The digital radio. What a shame. What a shame.
I mightn't be on Triple M Modern Digital for much longer after this.
Doesn't say it. You're doing a show in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
I sure am.
If you're hanging around, it's called Because I Can. You can head to LukeKidgell.com for tickets. K-I-D-G-E-L-L. Had to get that spelling.
So Kidgell.
It was hard. Why is it saying here on your website, free source map?
So I started, I went to Adelaide Airport recently.
Okay.
And I got charged, I was buying a pie and the lady behind the counter said, "Hey Luke, would you like?" Well, she didn't know my name. That was weird. I wasn't wearing a name.
Hey Luke Kidgell, I know you're famous.
She was like, "Hey, would you like some sauce with that?" And because I'm a human being and I've had a pie before, I was like, "Yes, of course." And she goes, "Great, that'll be 50 cents." And I was outraged. And I started a social media campaign with the general subtext of free sauce is a human right, not a privilege.
Great.
Okay. And I took to social media. Then we started compiling a map of all the free sauce locations in Australia.
Wow.
And in an effort to not... Originally, I was like, "Hey guys, let's thieve sauce sachets." And then I thought, that's the wrong way to go around. It's negative. So instead of thieving places
You've only got one place in Brisbane.
Yeah, mate, Brisbane is like free sauce is not
Bunnings Rockley is the only place.
It's expensive in Brisbane, maybe.
Bunnings has free sauce.
Well, I need more people to add to the sauce map. It's a work in progress.
Apparently, there's one in Toowoomba. 7-Eleven Highfields.
Get down there.
That's a great cause.
It is, and I feel quite strongly about it. So
positive. I'm glad. You're not shaming people. You're just saying, here's where you can go to get
food. We're trying to celebrate the places who are giving out free sauce instead of shaming the ones who aren't. Because they're honest, they don't even deserve the attention. If you're charging for sauce, then I don't want to speak to you.
It's so true. Mate.
So you seem to be, you're pretty good at latching on to what the people want. Because you were saying before in the song that as well as your sauce saga, you've got a Jats versus Savoy thing going on. And you're a Savoy boy. What's that about?
So on our show, we are... divided a nation recently, accidentally, where we came out and professed our love for the Arnott Savory Biscuit Savoys. And all these people from Queensland and the rest of Australia were going, "Hang on, what's a Savoy? We're all Jats people." And then we started calling them Jats Rats. We started a war. And
Jats Rats is great.
So Victoria and Tassie are the only states that have Savoys. Yeah. Every other state is Jats Rats. So we're outnumbered, but we're strong. And get this, I did a poll on my Instagram of Jats or Savoys, it came back 761 votes aside. Dead even. We can't split it.
Well,
that wasn't what I was trying to get at.
I get it. You're trying to approach how many followers you got. Well, we've got listeners. You've got followers.
All right? I'm just saying.
It says here, comedian, radio host, and YouTuber. Oh, great title.
Wait, what does it say that on?
On a sheet. That was Bell.
Bell, I don't appreciate that.
YouTuber.
That's not on my website.
You're a YouTuber.
She's made
YouTuber.
That up.
YouTuber.
That's okay. Bell's a YouTuber as well. Aren't you? Oh, you know she's
not. Red tuber, though, I guess. Don't give me the
shut fire. But look, just to get back to the Savoy boy stuff. I mean, you would be aware by now if you've done your research. They're the same biscuit.
No, they're not.
I've been told.
Okay, hang on.
You shut your mouth.
Okay, guys. Okay, let's go to Dreamworld Midnight Oil after this.
Hold me back.
You reckon you've got the difference between a Jats and a Savoy?
There's no difference.
We'll hear it up next. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. This is Naughty After Nine. It's getting naughty in here, I can tell you that, with Luke in here. Dreamworld Midnight Oil, Triple M, Tom and Ollie. Luke Kidgell's in here hanging out with a comedian second home. He's a comedian, radio host, and... YouTuber.
Bell, that's mean.
Oh, producer Bell, it's so good. I'm glad you put YouTuber on his list. It's very funny. Social media guru, that's what you can put on there. Oh, God, it's so cute.
Well, Tom, you wouldn't mind having 300,000 fans online, so let's be honest.
Yeah, I would like that.
Where are those online fans with 300,000? Is that YouTube or Facebook?
Facebook. Big FB fan.
When you're doing stuff like biscuit rivalries, you're going to get people riled up.
It attracts heat, all right? Yeah. If that's what you want as an audience, Savoy fans.
You Savoy boy. I'm no rats, Jats rats or rat.
You've started a feud here with two biscuit brands.
Well, not really a feud. I mean, you're saying they're the same biscuit. Saying they're the same biscuit. You're saying there's a big difference in a Jats and a Ritz. I've been told it's purely
Savoy, not a Ritz. Ritz is different.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting confused. Savoy and Jats. Yeah. I've been told the border difference on NSW and Vic, that is simply a marketing difference. South of the border is Savoy's and north is Jats. That's all the difference.
That is a common misconception amongst the Arnott's community.
Well, you tell Scoopla from 2 years ago that they were wrong.
They were. Because Savoy's, there's one ingredient that's the difference.
Savoy's, what's the ingredient?
Golden syrup, Jatt's malt. I'm not having that malt, okay? That's trash. That's why it crumbles. Jatt's crumble more. Savoy's are a bit crisper. That's why they're crunchier.
That's true.
So what's the difference? Syrup. What's the difference?
Savoy's have golden syrup. Jatt's have malt.
Yes. Oh. And they have got a lighter, crummier, but I think a nice, light, fluffy flavour.
Yeah.
And now the Ritz is a deep fried biscuit, right?
Yeah.
That's why it's soft and melts in your mouth.
Ritz is similar to a Clix. So, and okay. Fridays you're allowed to have a Clix fix, but those are the rules. Yeah, it's a long war. There's a lot of rules.
Biscuits are a real guide.
I forgot how it even started. To be honest,
probably on YouTube because you're a YouTuber.
Yeah, great.
Now, Luke, sell your show.
I reckon Tom should sell his show after that one.
Because I can. It's tickets from comedyfestival.com.au or lukekidgel.com. You can also look up the free source map. Are you touring around the country at all, or just
sure,
in Melbourne?
Taking the tour to Adelaide, everywhere you broadcast. I'm taking it. Actually.
Adelaide, Sydney, Perth, Brisbane,
the lot.
Are you just wild on tour? You're a wild man.
I'm not. I'm boring. I just eat Savoy's. Like, people bring me Savoy's to the show, and I just snack on them afterwards.
And you said you were signing boxes of biscuits.
I've signed a few boxes of Savoy's tonight.
Oh my god!
Yeah. Can you sign my sheet tonight? Can you sign this for me?
A sheet is with the information of you on it.
It just said no. Okay, well, you can get out then. Also, by the way, we have a show as well. Plug that, Tom. Come and see our show.
I'm doing all the plugging. Okay.
Tom and Ollie, we're doing our own sketch show. You can search it on the festival website, comedyfestival.com.au. For more of that kind of unison. For more of that kind of unison comedy.
Come see the show.
Okay. My name's Tom. I'm a loser. Have a good night. Ollie's the best.
Bye.
See you, Luke.
That was Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Catch up on the show by downloading the Triple M app. And if you like it, share it with your mates. For more Tom and Ollie, hit the boys up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter @TomandOllie.